We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, you know, when it comes to sheer numbers of famous and accomplished alumni, it'd be hard for any area high school to beat this school. From North St. Louis, Debbie Monterey has the story.
For more than a century, it's been the heart of the Ville neighborhood and an incubator for black talent. It's Sumner High School. Aaron Williams of For the Ville says there are Sumner High Schools across the country, named after Charles Sumner, the leader of the anti-slavery forces during the Civil War, but none are more significant than St. Louis's.
So Sumner High School was the first African-American high school west of the Mississippi River. And because of that, has just produced this endless list of amazing people, not just students too, it was administration as well. Edward Boucher, the first African-American to receive a PhD in the United States at Yale University, was a teacher or principal here because he couldn't teach anywhere else. You saw Charles Henry Turner. He was also a first African-American PhD recipient at the University of Chicago. You ever heard that song, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Graduated from Sumner High School.
Wow. You heard of the Fifth Dimension?
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah.
Two of them came from here.
Oh, wow.
What about Benson? You heard of Benson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Guillaume, Sumner High School.
Yeah.
So,
Dick Gregory? Did he go there?
Dick Gregory, yes. Yep. Oh, yeah. Lived in the neighborhood and went to school here.
In fact, Charles Turner coming to teach at Sumner spoke to the prestige of the school. Again, Turner was the first black man to get a PhD at the University of Chicago.
And it was like, we get you a PhD, but you can't teach here because you're black, dude. Like, come on. So he went on a job hunt, and he started talking to Booker T. Washington about teaching at Tuskegee. Booker T. Washington came back and said, I just can't afford you. You can't come here because I can't afford you. So he went to teach at Sumner High School. Kike, do you wrap your head around that? Booker T. Washington could not afford to hire this man, so he came to teach at Sumner High School. This high school was so powerful. And while he was here, he published 43 journal entries about insect biology. His focus was bees and honey and the medicinal properties of honey. So he was just sitting in this little high school doing all types of amazing things. I call him the George Washington Carver of bees. That's basically what he was.
Turner is not the only connection to Tuskegee.
This football field is called Tuskegee Airmen Football Field because Sumner High School graduated over 25 Tuskegee Airmen, the most important being Captain Wendell Pruitt. You probably know his last name because of the Pruitt-Igoe housing projects. Such a sad way to honor a great person. In fact, that's why we're trying to tell Paul McKee to name his hospital Wendell Pruitt Hospital. And don't try to steal the Homer G. Phillips name, because I think Captain Pruitt deserves some respect.
But despite the rich history of Sumner High School, its days seem numbered, explains guide Thomasina Clark.
Sumner's been on the chopping block since 2008.
Yeah, as soon as Dr. Adams got here, that was the first thing he tried to do was close Sumner. And that's when he met Sumner Alumni Association. I realized you cannot just do that.
Yeah.
So there are currently 205 students enrolled in Sumner. This school peaked at around 5,000, and that's when it was overcrowded. Like, they had trailers out on the field to teach 9th and 10th grade.
Surrounding Sumner High School in the Ville, at least five empty school buildings. But as Aaron and Thomasina point out, what's happened and is happening in the Ville goes much deeper than just low attendance.
And now we stay in the Ville with Debbie, this time talking about the hulking building that is no longer providing medical care or training doctors and nurses. Debbie talks about Homer G. Phillips Hospital.
It's featured in the Smithsonian African American Museum in Washington, D.C. It's known around the world, and its closure pulled the heart out of a neighborhood. Aaron Williams of For the Ville has more on Homer G. Phillips Hospital.
Homer G. Phillips was probably the most important African American healthcare facility in the United States between the 40s and the 60s. It trained more black doctors and nurses than any other hospital in our country. It used to be one of the top 10 trauma centers in the nation. Everything they did here was to a higher standard. We got the building because of the advocacy work of Homer G. Phillips. Prior to Homer G., there was never really adequate health care, and there really was no adequate training space for black physicians. So it was a 900-bed hospital.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, like anything else that's black in St. Louis, the powers that be don't value it the way that they should. So they really, as you ask Dr. Mary Tillman, she'll tell you that they were trying to close Homer G from the day that it opened.
Yep.
But once we got to the 70s, late 70s, that's when it became real. That's when it got pulled from the city's budget. And that's when a lot of the great physicians here started getting pulled out, and they started working for Washington University and everything that they were starting to build up over on the Barnes campus. And that whole thing of managed care just came in, and it's almost like it's the privatization of hospitals.
Losing the hospital to closure wasn't just about pride or a lack of health care for those in the neighborhood. One of the people on this historic walking tour is Laura Keller. Her brother, Daniel Keller, wrote about the closure of Homer G. for his MBA.
He was writing about the closing of the hospital and how it became a health care desert in this neighborhood. But really, it evolved into a story that was so much more profound about when this hospital closed, how not only did these super high doctor nurses, you know, jobs go away, but also about 600 living wage jobs and entry-level training jobs like pharmacy techs and radiology techs and transporters, and how that the economic devastation of the closing of Homer G. Phillips Hospital goes way beyond just the healthcare desert side of that story.
Williams says he was in South America when he heard someone on a bus talking about his uncle working at Homer G. Phillips.
This building went down with a fight because it was so important to the black community. Got any relatives born at Homer G.?
I was born here.
There you go.
Passed through my mother's hands.
There you go. You can't. It's like you can't talk to a black person in St. Louis who doesn't have some relation to Homer G.
After its closure, it sat empty and was eventually converted into housing, which failed. However, it is now the Homer G. Phillips Senior Apartments.
So to learn more about historic walking tours that you can take of the Ville, visit theville.org. Or the Missouri History Museum can help you out with that. Very interesting, I thought, from Debbie Monterey. Thank you very much, Debbie, for your help this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.